This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
What's the best performing commodity these days? Class 3 milk. And the latest price shows it. On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we hear from economist Dan Bossi with Ag Resource, who on a recent Dairy Signal webcast says the first half of this year has been quite a roller coaster ride.
We've had this dramatic rally from $11 all the way up to $23.76. In fact, if you think about this rally, there has never been a bigger advance or percentage basis or in terms of milk prices going back to the 1980s. The clear winner in terms of commodities is Class 3 milk, up 33%. Rice is up 26%. Ethanol, soybeans, feeders, cotton, everything else is down. So the Class 3 market by far is the leader. On the way bottom of all this is the hog producer. He has seen, of course, his prices drop 50%, even with China taking record amounts of pork because of packer constraints relative to fabrication of carcasses. So again, getting the structure of who is the winners and who are the losers. We are now the king of the hill, if you will, on Class 3 milk. So very, very high milk prices, historically speaking. They are welcome. We are glad they're here. If I look at things like the Class 3 milk corn ratio, we are also setting records on that. So when you look at margins and you think about maybe some insurance checks that you may or may not be getting in future months, this margin shows that we are now at a high of somewhere around 3.7. And so that margin shows us that farmers today are seeing their best milk margin on overfeed that we've seen in history. Again, a dramatic rally, a big change. This is not something that's likely to last. This is something that is probably going to be over with, we believe, by the end of summer. But I still think going back to 2.5 or 2.7 is still going to keep margins relatively well.
Comments from Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource, who also says some great news these days has been global dairy demand.
Going back to January, our dairy trade has really held together very, very well. And the record number for May, somewhere around $572 million. We hope that that number is repeated again in June. But as dairy products got relatively cheap during April and May, we saw the world step forward and buy a lot of U.S. dairy products. And so as we look through the list of where that happened, cheese exports during the month of May were record large at 36,000 metric tons. Help from our Chinese and Southeast Asian friends did get the cheese market in terms of export trade going again. And we are thankful for that, even with cheese stores at a record large amount. Seasonality to the milk market will persist. It is not going to be the driver of trade going forward. That will probably be cheese and what the non-fat dry powder exports were record large, 80,000 metric tons. This is a new time record for any month. And so this is helping, if you will, to get that point of looking at solids, the total dairy solids of being 17% of our production. Now, where would I like to see that longer term? Well, I'd like to get between 19 and 22%. I think that would sustain dairy or let's say Class 3 prices between $19 and $20 for a longer period of time. That would be exciting to me, but I'll take what we have today in terms of this big increase in powder trade and where we sit today. Again, a lot of this going to Southeast Asia and China.
He says even with that good news, lower milk prices are on the horizon.
So as you stand back of it and you really start to look at the dairy markets, we now have October milk right about $18. I was advocating between $16.50 and $17.50 that hedgers needed to do something. I still believe that was a good hedge. I still believe this is the point that you need to be a little concerned about your margin. I'm not worried about milk prices today or through the end of summer, but I am concerned about that fourth quarter. And we really don't know what the policies are going to be. Let's right now we see the polls showing that the incumbent Biden is leading in some of those polls. He did put out a 500-page paper the other day trying to outline his agricultural guidepost, but we don't know if that's going to be continued checks in the mail to U.S. farmers. So I want to be a little careful, a little cautious in terms of looking beyond October and thinking about managing your risk more acutely going forward. I think that the food box program will slow down. I think that CCC will be largely finishing up. And so beyond that, we are going to have a supply of milk that both domestically and globally looks a little overbearing. And I think the markets could have some downward pressure in that fourth quarter.
Those are comments from economist Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource, on a recent Dairy Signal webcast from PDPW. To listen to that in its entirety, head to pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.